USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Finland on Monday meeting with his Russian counterpart. America's top diplomat says he made it clear to the Russians once again to stay out of American elections.
It's not appropriate. We're going to do everything we can to deter it.
President Trump is paying tribute to the U.S. Military Academy football team.
With your victories over Air Force and Navy and a lot of other great schools, you have won five in a row and ended last season ranked 19th in the nation.
During a White House ceremony on Monday, President Trump presented the Commander-in-Chief's trophy to West Point's Army Black Knights for the second straight year. The United States is sending both bombers and a carrier strike group to the Middle East. National Security Advisor John Bolton says the presence of American military is to send a message to the Iranian government that any attack on U.S. or its allies will be met with unrelenting force. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice.
People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives.
The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
While the national average for a gallon of gasoline remained relatively unchanged last week, that could dramatically change in the coming days as the U.S. trade war with China heats up.
Despite optimism being expressed during the 11 weeks of negotiations with China, the U.S. has now threatened to impose $200 billion in additional tariffs on Chinese goods. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com explains what could happen.
Escalating a trade battle with China is going to slow down the U.S. economy, and that could undermine the economy. And the risk there to the price of oil is that a slowdown in the economy would hit oil demand as well. And so it's possible that oil prices continue to move lower.
Crews are working to drain fuel from a plane that slid off a runway into a river in Florida. National Transportation Safety officials say the fuel has to be removed before the Boeing 737 can be hauled out of the St. John's River in Jacksonville. 135 passengers and 7 crew members all made it off safely. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A North Carolina community about 30 miles north of Charlotte is mourning the death of a police officer. Mooresville residents set up a memorial for 32-year-old Officer Jordan Sheldon, who was shot and killed during a traffic stop late Saturday night.
We band together when needed, and we've always been a strong town and community, and I think it shows tonight just how strong we are.
And Mooresville resident Aaliyah McGowan also says,
I've lived here all my life, 38 years, and I've never known a police officer to be killed in the line of duty.
There are two frozen food recalls in the news, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
One of the recalls is for 2 million pounds of frozen entrees made for the P.F. Chang brand because of a mislabeling issue. The brand's home menu chicken pad thai and chicken fried rice may have milk as an ingredient which was not listed on the product labels. Milk can produce an allergic reaction in those who are lactose intolerant. Meanwhile, Tyson Foods has recalled 12 million pounds of chicken strips. The frozen ready-to-eat chicken strip items were produced between October 1st and March 8th, with use-by dates of October 1st, 2019 through March 7th of 2020. That recall is because of potential metal contamination, as small pieces of metal have been found in some of those products. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For more news, check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.